The consolidated high school, from my understanding of all the planning for the past few years, it's going to have a different format than students and even teachers are used to in the current high school system at McCracken County. How are you planning for the adjustment period as they come in 2013?
Right. The actual physical design of the building is designed in such a way that there are five houses within the one large school, and that's so that the students are placed in a house of around 400 students, and they're going to take their core classes there, math, science, English, social studies, with those same teachers. And so what that does is provide a safety net for those kids where those teachers can really build relationships and get to know those students so that we try to prevent the barriers that happen within a large school. So in planning for that, we really have to make sure that we have our teachers in place in those houses and that we can start to schedule students. And the teacher talk for that is heterogeneously. So what that means is that we want to make sure each house has equal representation of race, gender, academic ability, socioeconomic status, and so that we have these houses that do look this heterogeneous feel, and there's not one house that's any different than another. So in the planning year, we've got to be able to strategically place those kids in those houses and set them up with teachers and give the teachers the structure to really provide that safety net that I described so that nobody truly gets lost in the mix. And that's our goal.
You touched on just briefly, you said that this will also hopefully avoid the barriers that a large school might encounter. What do you mean by that specifically?
Well, I think one of the fears that we hear, and rightfully so, is that in a larger school setting, students can fall through the cracks. And, you know, really, that can happen in any school, irregardless of size, but I understand the point that the larger the school gets, the harder it becomes to know everyone. And so what we are hoping is that with this small learning community feel, we have a group of teachers who are responsible for a group of kids. Those teachers can then collaborate, and they're all across those disciplines, English, math, science, and social studies. They can collaborate and meet and talk about these kids and what's happening in their classrooms, what they see in their lives, what they see with their grades. And if one teacher is seeing a particular set of struggles that another one isn't seeing, then they can have those discussions about what they're doing with that student that may be different.
How are you planning for the adjustment for students who are coming from the three high schools at Reedland, Lone Oak, and Heath? You know, you might have the situation where a student was a sophomore at Heath High School and is now coming as a junior to the new consolidated high school. So that's a really different atmosphere. How are you going to help with that transition?
So there's a real tricky thing to this, is that we would like to use this year to have events that bring kids together, but also knowing that student that you just described is still a Heath Pirate this next year. And traditions are very strong in our county. I don't want to diminish that. I don't want to force our students at this point to go ahead and start living, breathing, being a Mustang when I know they're a Heath Pirate, or I know they're a Purple Flash, or a Reedland Greyhound. So what we're going to try to do really is, as best we can, honor them being still a current student in the school that they're in, and not force too much of being a Mustang on them, because that's going to come. Our public relations will generate from inside of us. So the more that we can do to get our teachers and our students comfortable about this setting, the public, I do believe, will see that. When kids come home and they feel good about the school that they're in, and the teachers are out at the ballparks and they feel good about the school where they work, I think the community will see that and embrace that quicker than me just out preaching it from the street, so to speak.
How do you feel about taking over a school this size? This is going to be a big difference from being the interim principal at Heath High School, for example.
Sure. Well, I would be lying if I didn't say it didn't seem a little overwhelming. There's no doubt about that. But what I've got to do is I've got to develop a leadership team that is, you know, second to none, and people that I trust with my life, so to speak. And so that it's not just me looking over the school, it's all of us. And so that's what excites me the most, is being able to develop a team and to have a group of leaders and teachers that we all accomplish this task together. Because otherwise, if I viewed it as me with this type of school, I think it'd be just too big of a task. But I really see the type of quality of people we have And I think we can accomplish it. I think we can do a great job with this thing. So I'm really looking forward to it.
Are there any other ways that you are preparing to be the principal of this new school?
Oh, gosh. I'm probably going to start taking blood pressure medicine. I've been with this project since the day it was first introduced. And so I feel like the last 4 years of my life have been in preparation. I feel like I know every inch of the building. And because of my job at the district level, I feel like I really know all the teachers across the high school. So I feel like I've been able to develop a rapport with them well enough and trust that on both sides of the aisle, we trust each other. And so really it's making sure that we use this year productively to truly plan and be ready for August 2013.
Michael Siglinski, thank you very much for speaking with me.
Absolutely. Thank you for your time.